Anti-regime protesters in Bahrain are not giving up on their demands. There have been fresh rallies to demand the withdrawal of Saudi military forces who have been helping the Al Khalifa regime crush dissidents. The protesters marched in Sithra village, south of the capital, Manama. They condemned the Saudi military intervention and called for an end to the heavy-handed security response. Scores of people have lost their lives in the Saudi-backed crackdown since 2011. Many protesters, including leading opposition figures and rights activists, are still behind bars. The Manama regime has so far defied calls by international rights groups to stop its crackdown on pro-democracy protesters. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Ridwan Rizk, who is a political analyst who is joining us live now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you feel, how do you assess this Saudi military intervention that began essentially 2 years ago in Bahrain?
Well, it was that as the demonstrators called the Saudi forces as occupiers, and actually they are nothing more but occupiers. They have invaded Bahrain one way or another, even with all the, with the cover that they took from the Bahraini government or the Bahraini kingdom family. They they have helped this regime to go more aggressive against the civilians, trying to go on some peaceful demonstrations, asking for their rights, which the government has denied for decades, and they don't even the government of Bahrain or the kingdom of Bahrain does not recognize the rights or the civilian rights of the Bahraini people. So now, after 2 years, the Saudis became occupiers and they are crushing all the peaceful demonstrations. So the Bahraini people now have two missions to employ. First, they to take care of their the protesting against the government and trying to gain some rights from the government. Second operation is how to get rid of the Saudi occupiers, as they became as an army who is occupying Bahrain and helping the government to go on more brutal acts against the Bahraini people. So far, the Bahraini people is not getting anywhere, because they still remaining themselves from or holding themselves from using any arms or going into and any military actions against the Bahraini regime police forces or any or to the Saudi forces. But this is not leading anywhere, because this is only cornering the Bahraini people. And sooner or later, if the regime in Bahrain does not realize that this not going can go forever, must do some actions to keep the Bahraini people at least, or to give them some minimum rights, so they can go into serious negotiation to change this situation. So is the Bahraini, the question remains, is the Bahraini people are they going to keep holding themselves from doing any military action or taking any guerrilla actions to liberate Bahrain by force? This is the question remains that, and I think this is sooner or later will take place in Bahrain, and we don't like to see more bloodshed, because this is only will evaluate more of violence, elevations against each other. So the Bahraini must realize, the Bahraini regime must realize, this sooner or later will face some militia actions coming from the Bahraini people in order to defend themselves.
All right, we'll have to leave it for now. That was Mr. Ridwan Rizk, political analyst, speaking to us live from Beirut. Sir, we do appreciate your insight.